On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg reaching a high of 25, Emalahleni 23, Pretoria all the way up to 27. The police says they've made a breakthrough in the Saulsville hostel murder case. Ballistic tests confirmed that the firearm used in the attack illegally belonged to one of the persons of interest in the case. The 32-year-old man is one of three people of interest who were arrested by the Limpopo and Gauteng police. Now, he is expected in the Polokwane Magistrates Court today for the illegal possession of a firearm and ammunition.
On Wednesday, the 31st of December, the same suspect will appear again before the Atteridgeville Magistrate Court on 12 counts of murder and 13 counts of attempted murder.
That was police spokesperson Athlenda Mate. She says they're still looking for the other suspects who opened fire on a tavern in a room at the Saulsville Hostel in Atteridgeville. 12 people died, 13 others were injured. Then we head to KwaZulu-Natal. Police in Pietermaritzburg are appealing to anyone with information about the murder of Mongeni Sekakane to come forward. They're investigating a case of murder and house robbery after the provincial chairperson of the African Farmers Association of South Africa was shot at his home in Sweetwaters on Friday. Here's KwaZulu-Natal police spokesperson Paul Magwaza.
It is reported that four males accosted a 50-year-old male with a firearm outside his house. They forced him inside the house where there were other family members. They then shot him twice, after which the suspects took valuable items. The suspects then left the scene with the deceased vehicle.
No arrests have been made. Back in Gauteng, the Forum of South Africa is calling on the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure to immediately suspend all construction sites found to be operating outside the legal and safety requirements. It follows the Doornkop building collapse in Soweto, which left three people dead. FOSA leader Tebogo Mashilopane says this incident adds to a pattern of construction-related disasters across the country, including the recent Redcliffe Temple collapse in Durban that killed five people.
Lives lost due to preventable construction failures must be treated with the same seriousness as any other form of culpable homicide.
And on a visit to the site yesterday, Joburg Mayor Dada Marrero claimed that the double-story house which had collapsed was illegally built.
This area, we have moved people previously to Tepiso, but people came back and reoccupied the area illegally.
All right, and as we continue with the countdown of your top nine stories of the year, in the sixth place, we have the British High Commission's apology to Julius Malema after his visa application was not processed in time. In early May, the High Commissioner to South Africa, Anthony Phillipson, personally apologized to Malema as the delay caused him to miss the Cambridge Africa Together conference at the university. And number five of the stories that were most read online goes to the progress made with water hyacinth growth at the Hartbeespoort Dam in Northwest. Magalies Water said in April that the growth was curved at 11%, but in November this year, the National Sea Rescue Institute issued a safety warning to the public due to the hyacinth coverage. I'm Marlene Fischer. View these and other stories at jacarandafm.com. Click on News.